This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry, we got 2 hours left. I missed you too. We got 2 hours left and we still have, well, lots still to come. We have a piece of social media you're using you shouldn't. We'll talk about that. No judgment here. No judgment here. We'll talk about that. We're going to talk about Joe Biden screwing everything up, the next battlefield in the abortion race. Commies eating commies. Isn't that always fun? You know what, Chris? I just thought of something. We need one of the things. What are the thingies? What's it called in radio when they do like the sound thing? Like Jesse Kelly. Like a drop? Like journalist Jesse. That's that's called a drop? All right, we need a drop. I have an idea. We need a drop for commies eating commies. And maybe that's not the right wording. But you guys, you production people, do something over there in between your bouts of beer and chip cheese. Maybe you guys could come up with something for this. But anyway, we have that coming, and I'll give you an update on my vacation. And I've decided, in all my humility, that I am actually going to allow phone calls tonight. I missed you. I want to hear your voice. And more than anything, I really want to hear what you missed most about me. So 877-377-4373. We can talk about anything you want after you tell me what you missed most about me. 877-377-4373. But we do actually have something serious we want to do first. As you know, every Monday on the show, we do Medal of Honor Monday. I know it's Tuesday, but yesterday was Independence Day. We were out, and there is a very special one we need to do. I have a stack because you're always all over these things. I bet I have 30, 40 emails here about this one. People asking me to do one on Woody Williams. Herschel Woodrow Williams is his name, but they called him Woody. World War II, Pacific, Marine Corps. I'm going to read you his Medal of Honor citation. And before I do that, I want you to understand something. We do this. We will always do this. We do this because it's important. We do this because it's important to remember their names, to remember their deeds. It's not enough to know every Medal of Honor citation is out there, right? Anyone can know it's out there. Have you ever heard it? Do you know the name? Until I just said it to you, have you ever heard of Woody Williams? And that's not me shaming you. If you didn't, most people don't. We need to remember the man's name and remember what he did. And we need to remember culture is not difficult to describe. It's simply what you incentivize and what you disincentivize. These are the people we can hold up to our kids. With all the crap out there and actors and idiot athletes and politicians and YouTube stars, there's a lot of idiots your kid is told to idolize. Don't you think they should maybe look up to somebody like this?
Ready, aim,
fire. Honoring those who went above and beyond. It's Medal of Honor Monday.
This took place on February 23rd, 1945 on Iwo Jima, by the way. For conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity at the risk of his life above and beyond the call of duty as a demolition sergeant serving with the 21st Marines, 3rd Marine Division in action against enemy Japanese forces on Iwo Jima, Volcano Islands, 23rd of February, 1945. Quick side note, sorry, I'm going to give you a little update on what a demolition sergeant means after we're done with this. Back to the thing. Quick to volunteer his services when our tanks were maneuvering vainly to open a lane for the infantry through the network of reinforced concrete pillboxes, buried mines, and black volcanic sands, Corporal Williams daringly went forward alone to attempt the reduction of devastating machine gun fire from the unyielding positions. Covered only by 4 riflemen, he fought desperately for 4 hours under terrific enemy small arms fire and repeatedly returned to his own lines to prepare demolition charges and obtain service flamethrowers, struggling back frequently to the rear of hostile emplacements to wipe out one position after another. On one occasion, he daringly mounted a pillbox to insert the nozzle of his flamethrower through an air vent, killing the occupants and silencing the gun. On another, he grimly charged enemy riflemen who attempted to stop him with bayonets and destroyed them with a burst of flame from his weapon. His unyielding determination and extraordinary heroism in the face of ruthless enemy resistance was directly instrumental in neutralizing one of the most fanatically defended Japanese strong points encountered by his regiment and aided vitally in enabling his company to reach its objective. Corporal Williams' aggressive fighting spirit and valiant devotion to duty throughout his fiercely contested action sustain and enhance the highest traditions of the U.S. Naval Service. And I do have to update you in case you were not aware. The reason we got so many requests for this is we just lost Woody Williams. He just finally passed away just a couple days ago. So I thought it would be appropriate not just to read this tonight, but I'd say if anyone does, that man deserves taps. No. Rest in peace, brother. Stayed in the Marine Corps, actually, for a long time after that. Now, just so you're aware, I want to make sure I drive this point home before we move on, because we got all kinds of politics, and I'll tell you about the vacation. And again, we'll get to your phone calls, 877-377-4373. A demolition sergeant, pillboxes, like, what does all that stuff mean? If Iwo Jima, like every other Pacific island held by the Japanese, they made it into a fortress. The Japanese brought in all kinds of slave labor, and they just made the place a fortress. In Iwo Jima, you can go look up a picture of it now if you want to do an internet search for it. The island itself is just a dump. There's nothing there, and there will never be anything there. It's just this black volcanic sand and then this gigantic mountain you'll see. You'll see. Look, it'll be obvious. The mountain sticks out like a big pimple, and it's fascinating if you ever get a chance to look at. I saw someone do it once, like a 3D computer generated image of the fortifications in that mountain, where everything was all these tunnels, and they reinforced them with concrete and rebar, and they hauled ammo and men through all these interconnected tunnels in the mountain. But anyway, all that aside, when you're setting up a defense of a place, you understand, you look at it from the enemy, from an invading enemy's perspective, and you understand, okay, they're going to land on the beach probably somewhere here, or maybe they'll land here. And if I was landing here, I would approach this way, or I would approach that way. We know they can't approach this way. It's just you use natural terrain features, and you figure out where they're going to approach. And then you create a killing field wherever you know they're going to approach. If they can't go left or they can't really go right, but there's a spot up the center that's pretty appealing, you know that too. Remember, the enemy has minds too. Japanese people had brilliant minds. Well, have brilliant minds, sorry. But in World War II, they had brilliant military minds. They knew too. So they would set up these pillboxes, the concrete boxes, like you saw in Saving Private Ryan, if you watched the movie, that the Germans had facing the beaches. They set up pillboxes. Only they don't set up one, right? One is vulnerable. Then you just find a way around it. They set up other things that support that pillbox. Maybe another pillbox that faces a route that you would take to neutralize the first pillbox. Oh, but then wait, you'll use this other route. Okay, let's put some landmines down here. They know what you're seeing. And when you have the time and equipment, you can really make it death. These demolition sergeants, and really, frankly, most of the infantry guys, they were constantly equipped with, like it said in the citation, flamethrowers and satchel charges, which is just a big explosive in a pouch. And they just had to work their way through death trying to get to these things. And it was, I mean, it was suicide. If you did that for 4 hours and lived, God was smiling on you. So once again, rest in peace, Woody Williams. All right, I'm going to take some phone calls and I'll talk more politics and give you an update on my vacation next. Speaking of the Marines, real quickly though, just real quick. Everyone admires Marines and how they shoot. Everyone does. Every Marine is a rifleman. You know it all. You've heard all these things your whole life. Marines are great shots. Marine this, Marine that. And Marines are great shots. Why? Is it that Eagle Globe and Anchor they pit on you? Is that what you put that on and you magically become a great shot? Nope. Marines are great shots because they shoot a lot. They practice. That's all. We were great shots in my unit. Why? We were in the middle of 29 palms in the desert in California, and we shot all the time. That's all we did. Show up to work the same way you show up and punch a time card or maybe show up to your law office. We showed up. Hey, here's a bunch of boxes of ammunition. There's a range. Go shoot. How do Marines practice today? Mantis X. You know what Paris Island, Marine Corps Boot Camp Paris Island, they use Mantis X on their weapons. When I tell you to get Mantis X so you can practice inside your home, get feedback inside your home, they'll put you through drills inside your home. That's what the Marines use. Go to MantisX.com and get one today. MantisX.com. Hang on.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com. You're all I've got tonight.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And remember a couple things. If you want to watch me do the show, you can. You have to go to thefirsttv.com/Jesse and sign up to watch the simulcast, okay? Thefirsttv.com/Jesse. Now, I should probably address something that I didn't address. Well, I should address the fact that I'm not addressing it. The mass shooting over the weekend in Highland Park, Illinois. Brought it up very briefly at the beginning. I just need to remind everyone, I realize we have a bunch of new listeners, and obviously we're grateful for that. I don't do mass shooting radio. A couple different reasons I don't do it. One, it's not entertaining. Doesn't provide you with anything. What am I going to tell you about some sick freak killing a bunch of people you don't already know? That's one. Two, I don't stand on the body, on the still warm dead bodies in politics. I don't do it. Six people were dead. Bow your head, say a prayer for their families. And three, and this is really the most important and honestly the main reason I don't do it. How many mass shootings do you remember before Columbine, that horrible school shooting? How many? Let's start with zero, right? Maybe you remember one. I know there was one, you know, at University of Texas a long time ago. But this is something that didn't happen. And now it's something fairly regular. Why? There's a laundry list of reasons why, guns not being on that list, but there's a laundry list of reasons why. You don't have to look hard. Look into what these guys say. Why do they do it? It's almost always a desperate, pathetic loser who believes he has nothing to live for, probably full of demons, bad upbringing, drugs, whatever other reason. He wants some fame on his way out. I will not now, nor will I ever be using the platform I've been given, which I don't even deserve, to hand out this guy's name. I'm not going to read his manifesto. I'm not going to read anything. We're going to breeze right along. All right. We got bigger fish to fry. Now, speaking of bigger fish to fry, we have a gigantic patriotism problem in the country. And if you've been listening for a long time, you've heard me talk about this before, but it's a great time to talk about it again. I'm looking at a headline right here. City, it's talking about Orlando, Florida. City apologizes for saying, quote, a lot of people probably don't want to celebrate our nation. That's in Orlando. But it went well beyond Orlando. Yesterday was the day where we celebrate America. It's Independence Day. We are free. You, if you were born in America, or if you got here by other means, you won life's lottery. People across the world live in hell. You don't. You live in America. I guess I'm only speaking to American listeners. I do realize we have an international audience, but if you're in America, you live in a wonderful place. You do. A wonderful place. I know it sounds stupid, but again, how far are you right now from a clean glass of water? How far are you right now, from a medical facility where you could walk in, insurance, no insurance, and receive some of the highest quality medical care in the world? How far are you? Chris, how far are we? Yeah, look, Chris is looking out the window. I think I could throw a rock and hit it right now. How far are you away from a grocery store that's full of food? It's summertime. Are you sitting in 98 degrees? I mean, I realize a lot of people listen while they work, and I love that. But if you're inside, you're in a climate-controlled environment. You have blessings. Right now, you can run out in the street and hold up a sign that says, Joe Biden is a worthless piece of crap. And you know how many secret policemen are going to pull up and arrest you for that? Zero, at least for now. We're blessed. You're blessed. I'm blessed. Left, right, middle. We are blessed to live here. And yesterday was a day to celebrate that. Here was the President of the United States.
Liberty is under assault. Assault both here and abroad. In recent days, there's been reason to think that this country is moving backward.
President of the United States of America. Here is, quote unquote, comedian, if you believe in female comedians, Leslie Jones.
You know, I would say happy 4th of July, but it's not really a
I swear on my life, this is a woman.
Happy 4th of July, is it? Because 4th of July is supposed to stand for independence and, you know, how our country fought for freedom, all this stuff. But this ain't the land of the free. Y'all have taken away women's rights. You're trying to take away voters' rights. You're not representing anything that this holiday is supposed to be about. You know? I listen to the...
That's all I can handle. Okay. Patriotism is a really, really important thing for a country. It's a very important thing for a country. Because if you wake up, as a society, if the majority of people wake up tomorrow morning and they love and appreciate where they live, then the little decisions you make throughout the day, throughout your life, will inevitably improve and bless the place in which you live. However, if you wake up and you despise where you live, if you woke up tomorrow morning and you were in North Korea, so you're part of an evil regime, a country that oppresses its people, starves its people, kills its people, are you going to make a single little decision throughout your day or throughout your life to benefit your country? Of course not. We have a patriotism problem, a massive patriotism problem in the United States of America because the anti-American hatred has moved from the street corner with the hippie chick and the armpit hair, and it's moved into the office of the President of the United States of America. It's in our governor's mansions. It's in our FBI. They teach your children. They bring you the news. You watch them play sports on Sunday and Saturday and whatever other day they play. It's a big, big deal. Patriotism is not a small thing. It is a big thing. Until we develop that American spirit again that appreciates this country, we're going to be in some deep trouble. All right. I'm going to finally let you have your say. because I've been gone. And
hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll tell you about Alaska and everything else where I was. Got a cool nature story or sad nature story, cool nature story, maybe a little bit of both. Anyway, 877-377-4373, 877-377-4373, whatever you want to talk about, as long as you also include what you missed most about me. We'll be back. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and wishing everybody
Buenas tardes.
Happy Buenas tardes from you to me. It is so good to be back. Remember, you can email your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. But I promised you, because I've been gone for a week, that I would take some calls before we get to the next front, the next battlefront in the whole abortion thing. So I'm going to take some calls. Remember, there are rules. Rules. 877-377-4373. No small talk. No hi, no how are you. I'm not going to thank you for the call. I'm probably going to hang up on you at some point in time. It's because I'm rude. Get right to the point. Now, the point tonight is a little different because I need you to tell me what you missed most about me first. What, Chris? And then we'll get to the rest of your phone call. But because I've abandoned you for a week, which I'll get to all that stuff in a second, I'm going to get to some calls. Now, for my favorite part of taking phone calls, let's get to Seth in St. Louis.
Jesse, you know when you get a new car, you get that fresh new car smell? Well, after fishing and putting all that fish in it, you ruined it.
I'm sorry, Seth. Richard in New York, go.
Jesse.
Dick, are you there? Go ahead.
Jesse.
Yes, sir.
I have a guaranteed way of seeing that we have a Republican president.
Hold on. Richard, hold on. Before we get to that, what did you miss most about me?
Jesse, you're in the process of saving the world. You are the foremost spokesman, as Abraham Lincoln once was.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In the United States today, Jesse, don't take this as a compliment, but as a clinical observation. Okay?
Yes, sir.
You're doing it. This is not about me, although I am personally a very famous person. I'm a writer. Google Richard E. Glick. You may know who I am, but this is not about me. I have a way guaranteed. We will have a Republican Speaker of the House president in the United States mid-January of 2023. This is what we must do. If it's this simple, there's no way of stopping it. and we have a Supreme Court that will make it happen. All we need for impeachment in the Senate is a simple majority of one. I mean, in the House, we need a simple majority of one. In the Senate, we need 67 Republican senators. As we speak, Joe Biden has a 30% approval rate.
It was taking too long. Fred in Oklahoma, go.
Kelly, I really appreciate you being on the air. Semper Fi, brother.
Semper Fi.
And of course, we always miss you when you're not. I just started tuning in, and I'm floored by the fact that I'm actually talking to a fellow jarhead. And I really enjoy it a lot. And of course, when you're not on the air, I miss you. I served a long time ago and then just recently in different wars. So your perspective is something we're rooted in. And it's very affirming to hear that since, I'm a wounded warrior. And over at the, I'm not at the VA, but I'm taking, I'm getting some treatment. Anyhow, I really appreciate you, and you're like therapy. So, Semper Fi, brother.
Semper Fi, my brother. You have some sort of relation to our Medal of Honor guy we talked about tonight. You have some relation to Woody?
Oh, absolutely. His name was General Lewis H. Wilson. He was awarded Medal of Honor for charging machine gun nest in Okinawa, where is one of the places I was stationed to. And he, did it with 45. And he, like we all do, we love our troops, But it was, I served under him. He became Commandant of the Marine Corps in 1975. And that was the same year I joined the Marine Corps.
And, how about that?
It was wonderful. And
Semper Fi, my brother. You keep on keeping on, all right?
Hoorah, Semper Fi.
Daggone, those things are powerful, man. Brian, West Virginia, go.
Yeah, hey, really appreciate you being straight up. I have never missed you, but straight up you are. I appreciate that much. One of the things, and the other things I do appreciate about you is you aren't sensationalizing, popularizing the deaths of these children by constantly reporting it over and over. And I think that's even more sick than the deaths themselves. I remember in 79 station in San Diego, a gal got out of 22 and shot up a bunch of kids in the schoolyard at that time. They, Boomtown Rats, decided to be the one hit wonder to make the song I Don't Like Mondays, based on that shot and shooting, because she didn't want to go to school on Monday. And this sick trend has just continued since. We cannot give them any airtime whatsoever.
That is a fact. It is a fact. It's why they keep doing it. All right. I'm going to tell you about my vacation and take more of these calls. 877-377-4373. Just real quickly again. He just brought it up about the shootings in the schools and shootings in parades and shootings here and shootings there. And you can't, if you're on social media, you can't get online without seeing this crap. There are evil people out there. There are always going to be evil people, and the numbers continue to increase. Get something so you can protect yourself. Get a hero gun. It's a non-lethal gun. And if I may, get the new Hero Arrow. My wife just went on a little vacation. When I was in Alaska, she went with a girlfriend out to do a little paddleboarding vacation. And she had her Hero Arrow by her side the whole time. It's about the size of a TV remote control. It not only has a loud siren on it, it has a double barrel blast of this Pavo gel. You blast someone with it, and it is debilitating. It'll save your life. Doesn't require a concealed carry permit. That daughter you sent off to college, get her a Hero Arrow. Wife, husband, mother, Hero Arrow, or a hero gun. Get them both. Get them both. Go to hero2020.com. The code Jesse gets you a special discount, okay? Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
Anyway, you want, that's the way.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. It's so good to be back in the chair. You know who else is happy to have me back in the chair? Ann in Washington. Ann, go.
Hey, Jesse. Yes, I did miss Jesse. You are so special. You are intense and focused because we have to have that right now. But you're well-balanced. Like, the flatulent jokes are just make me so, like, I have a breath of maybe not fresh air, but the air that I need to breathe from all this intensity. And so, Jesse, you are like special sauce, like Chipotle in the world's famous Jesse Kelly burger. And you're balanced because of the American cheese. So you're perfect, and we missed you for many reasons.
That may be the best compliment I've ever received, Chris, is being called Chipotle Tabasco sauce. But let's just say the Jesse Kelly, the world famous Jesse Kelly burgers, they were going like hotcakes this 4th of July. I know that's what I made for my family. Eric in San Diego, go.
We missed your bright and sunny disposition on taking phone calls from everybody and also your language abilities on some of your guests, I guess, haven't been accustomed to being around Spanish speakers like you. And they didn't know about the Buenos Tardes or anything like that. But Lisa got accidentally called Linda, and I guess it was probably just a mistake. She didn't even know that Linda means beautiful in Spanish.
Yeah, well, she doesn't habla like we do. There's nothing she can do about that. Leonardo in New York, what'd you miss about me?
I could say you're passionate, patriotic Americanism, but I have to be honest. You're so friggin' funny, man. I got to say, it's the comedy that you bring. And I want to say that communist chicken deserved what he got, and we need to defund the chicken police.
877-377-4373. In case you don't know what he's talking about, I swear on my life, this is not something Chris and Michael cooked up in a lab. This is authentic. You can look it up if you don't believe me. This is a local Jacksonville news story. Chris, this one's flirting with being permanently on the board.
But one day when Nick says the rooster followed him and attacked him.
His neck flares up and he's doing his thing and he's trying to jump up at me.
He was trying to get the animal away.
And I try to hit it, but the chicken's jumping up at me and I accidentally knocked it in the head. You know, call it a lucky shot, whatever.
But when Dave Felice came home, all he saw was his rooster dead in a ditch.
I said, I'm calling JSO. I called JSO. JSO didn't do nothing. And then a couple days later, I realized I could call animal control.
And in late June, James Nix went to jail for animal cruelty.
Next thing you know, he calls the chicken police on me.
While the neighbors continue the fight, Nix says he never should have been arrested.
Chickens are dying every day, people, at churches, Popeyes, and Kentucky Fried Chicken. Really.
I should probably weigh in on this, and then we'll get to the abortion stuff in my vacation. He talked about a rooster, not a chicken. And for people who've never been around a farm, you see, my grandpa had a farm. I've been around farms. I grew up in Montana. I've been around ranches, but maybe you didn't. Maybe you're a city person. Maybe you didn't and haven't been around that. You picture chickens and you picture them as just dumb little birds. And that's fair. That's totally fair. That's what they are. Just dumb, annoying little birds. And gross. If you get a chicken coop where they stack the chickens, they poop on each other. I'm not going to go into the details. Maybe you're eating dinner. Forget about that. A chicken and a rooster are two very, very different things. I mean, you've heard of cockfighting, right? No, Chris, don't. Quit. You've heard of cockfighting, where roosters will fight each other. And understand something, in most of these, they attach a razor blade to the rooster's leg, to the rooster's foot. I've never actually been to one, even though I really want to go, even though they're illegal. They attach a razor blade, and they let the two cocks loose in the ring, and they'll fight to the death. And it's not as if they're passive about it or don't want to be there. You turn these things loose, man, the fur is flying. It is feathers, Chris. Okay, everyone knows what I mean. Roosters will hunt you down. They are there to protect, you know, they're there to protect the chickens. They are very, very protective. Roosters, They will come after you if they have a chance to come after you, and they will hurt you. Razor blade or no razor blade, they will peck you. They will scratch you. They will come after you. This guy can claim chickens this and that. No. Everyone knows what happened. That guy came home, probably had a couple butt heavies, and that rooster came at him, and he didn't hit him once. He attacked that thing several times, as you should. As you should. All right. Biden's HHS secretary, you know what he's doing? I mean, you saw all the Roe versus Wade stuff. And obviously, you have heard the insane rhetoric on TV about this, about the overturning of Roe versus Wade. Remember, Roe versus Wade, all it did was say, all it said was women can legally have an abortion federally in all 50 states. When you overturn it, it just returns the issue back to the state. Doesn't matter where you are. It's up to your state now. Your state can ban it. Many have. Many had trigger laws that banned it immediately. Many places like California, probably New York and others are going to say basically kill them all. We're hearing rhetoric like this, not only from Joe Biden, not only from Dome. This guy on MSNBC, this isn't some peon. This guy used to be a U.S. attorney in charge of putting you in prison.
What is the future of privacy rights in a post-Roe world?
Oh, I think privacy rights will be all but abolished, whether it's gay marriage, whether it's interracial marriage, which I think might qualify as irony for Justice Thomas, whether it's contraception. And I don't believe for a minute they're not going to come after desegregation.
Gosh. Okay, setting aside the ridiculousness of all that, they've gone way over the top with the Roe versus Wade stuff. Which, again, that wouldn't be the end of the world if that was just some nut job hippie chick on the corner or just somebody on MSNBC. The Biden administration believes all these things, too, and they act on these things. The Biden HHS secretary is considering setting up abortion tents on federal lands in red states. Remember, our air fingers, quote, limited federal government is the largest landowner in the United States of America by a mile. They have federal lands in all kinds of red states, like Wyoming. Wyoming, everyone in Wyoming is going to hate me. Wyoming's such an awesome place. It's what? Yes, it is, Chris. You've never left Texas. What do you know about it? You don't. I know it's cold. Put on a coat. What is it with you Southerners? Put on a coat. Buy a winter coat. You know what? That reminds me on my vacation. I'll update you on a minute. But Wyoming's a wonderful state. It's also blood red. Red. There's only like 500,000 or 600,000 people there. They're all Republicans. There's like two of them are Democrats. Yellowstone National Park. It is a huge chunk. Well, not a huge chunk because Wyoming's big. The northwest corner of Wyoming is Yellowstone National Park. The federal government, the Biden administration, they're considering setting up abortion tents in places like that so women in red states can go get an abortion. I've had several people, friends of mine, reach out to me and say the solution to this is the states are going to have to cut off the roads leading to the park, leading to the federal lands. Now, that's quite a drastic move, but let me tell you something. I've never been one of these, we need a civil war guys, because the civil wars are so horrible and ugly, and I'm not going to say that here. That's not what we need. These kinds of actions from the federal government are the kind of thing that will eventually lead to a civil war if they're going to do these things. But again, this is how the communist views power. And to be honest, if we're being fair, he probably has a more beneficial view of power than we've had. We always have this laissez-faire, hands-off, live and let live view of power where, oh, yeah, I have all this power, but look how saintly I am for not using it. The communist doesn't think like that. Roe versus Wade gets overturned. He immediately looks at all the different places women should still be able to have abortions. It's really sick. It's really sick, demonic, ugly stuff. All right. We have commies eating commies. We have that social media platform I've been telling you about, Mitt Romney. And it's time to tell you about my vacation and a story of life and death. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.